Great privilege to introduce from Light Rock 105. If you tune on Light Rock 105 right now, okay, you'll probably hear Nightlight right now on Light Rock 105. But right now he's doing a crossover to the Derek Shapiro Show. Welcome, Hot Spencer. Yes, how you doing today? Good to see you too. Of course, this is a privilege. I've been trying to get you on my show for years. And now you're on my show, you know?
Right.
And of course, we used to work in the same building, you know? Of course, I got on interning on Nightlight program. This is the station. Tell me about when you begin on the air 6 days a week doing the Nightlight show.
Well, I like it. I really like it very much. I've been doing it since 1993. And it was something I didn't expect to ever do a love song show. I had it in my mind a long time ago that I wanted to do something at night, something relaxing at night that I wish to sleep along.
Exactly.
Don't get it.
And of course, you got your start in radio on WLPW, right?
Yeah, WLPW-FM. It's a beautiful music station, and I never ever thought that I would start a beautiful music station. But it didn't matter because I was getting to start broadcasting. I broke out.
So how did you get to start broadcasting? Like, what made you want to become a DJ?
I was at a school carnival, St. Dunstan's Day School, and it was a school that I was in sixth grade. The school I was going to go to volunteer, and I heard on the radio that they were having a carnival at DJ. So I went to go check out the school, but also see the DJ. And I had no interest in being radio at the time, until I got to know this guy a little bit. And I won a sponge and won an album, right? It was a sponge group. So I got the picture taken with the chamber. Pride. And I stayed in contact with him. I called him up at the station and asked if I could come down and tour. So I'm still coming since then.
Well, that is awesome. Now, of course, you know, Light Rock 105 has a lot of sister stations, of course. WPROAM, 92 Pro FM, Hot 106, and 790, the business station.
Market business.
And sometimes you do a lot of crossovers too with that station, of course. But one time I heard when you first got the Light Rock 105, when Citadel brought you, I remember you did a crossover night to Florida FM. How'd you get on that stage?
Actually, I just did commercials.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we do commercials in here on our station. Right now, I do a public service thing called Citadel Cares. We have about four or five of us that take turns every week and are doing something from a civic or a community organization. And, you know, that airs on the station. So I'm heard on all of those stations.
Well, awesome, yeah. Awesome. Hot Spencer, of course, here on the Derek Shapiro Show from Light Rock 105. What's the strangest or the most, what's the strangest invitation that you had on your show?
I'm sure I've had some, and I wouldn't come to mind right now, but I've had some pretty memorable ones. I've had marriage proposals on the air. Play songs. Dance to kind of thing, you know, romantic stuff, you know.
So, when you're not on the air, like tonight, do you listen to yourself on the way here?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, and I don't like to do that with, you know, because I have a critical ear. Oh, I should put this way, I should put this that way. You know.
So, you get a critical ear, so what do you say to yourself? Like, how do you improve the next show?
I try not to dwell on the mistake. Okay, how would I want it to sound? What's the best way for me to do it? And then I focus on that.
So, would you be watching this afterwards and seeing what you do better than the next interview?
Probably, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't get interviewed that often. Exactly. And being interviewed is, for me, is an exercise.
Yeah. who else have you done interview about?
I was on an hour with Bob.
Oh, Bob, Big Adventure, right? An hour with Bob. Bob, I'm telling you, I interviewed Bob years ago on my show via phone. Bob is awesome. What do you think about Bob?
I like him. He's a good guy to talk to.
Yes.
He's been around quite a while. He's been around the community. He's like himself. He's been a lot of celebrities.
Awesome. Now, of course, you've been on the Light Rock for a lot of years. Are people shocked to see you, that your voice matches up? Because, when I first met you, I said, wow, it's unbelievable. I probably met you face-to-face many years ago. Is it,
is
it hard to believe for people that,
does
your voice match up?
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, some people can't process it, you know. Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people, I get that all the time. Yeah, oh, I thought you were crazy, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
today, you know, people can see you on Reading Now today. You have a picture on the Light Rock 105 website, you know?
Right.
So it's not really surprising.
Right, that's right, yeah. I mean, you know, I have pictures on Facebook and all that, you know, and like, whatever it is, what it is, you know.
Sure. Now, of course, you know, being working for Light Rock 105, you have the privilege to work for the same company, Soulja Bryant. You know, what could you say some words about Soulja Bryant? He's one of the biggest radio legends in Rhode Island history. You work for the same company as he did.
Soulja, one thing I can say is I want to be like him and I want to respect that. Soulja is the guy that everybody grew up listening to, you know, and listened to for years. I aspire to be the person that people can come up to me years from now and say, I listened to you. My parents listened to you. I listened to you when I was a kid. When I was a teenager, my parents only listened to you. But now I'm married and, you know, I have a family and they still listen to me. I still get to get songs and my parents listen to that, you know, stuff like that, you know. So to serve the generations coming up as people.
So that doesn't make you feel young. But yes, well, I'll spend again on this on the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm going to take a little break with us, Spencer. Of course, I'm going to say goodnight to Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show and bring you up on the DSF communication over there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Spencer, here, and he's going to stick around.